Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Auntie Rhonda Collard-Spratt and Jackie Farrow, they've teamed up again and released a new book, Grandfather Emu and How the Kangaroo Got Her Pouch. Welcome to SBS French.
Thank you, Bertrand.
Thank you so much.
This is your second collaboration and it's been long coming and very much anticipated. Tell us about the story behind this book.
Well, this book is about Grandfather Emu, or Waitch, who's a great dreaming spirit that comes down as a crippled emu, an old crippled grandfather emu with one crippled leg and a blind eye, one eye that's blind, and it's a test to see what bush animals would be kind and patient and have compassion to help him find food and water. So it's a test to see which animal had all them qualities. So he asked the goanna, which we say carter, and he was too busy catching a feed, and he was so lazy after that, he just wanted to lay in the sun on a log. He was too lazy to help. And then we had Mother Numbat that was too busy searching for food for herself and caring for her baby. So she was too busy to even care. And there was Wardong the crow, who was too proud because he wanted to build the best nest in the bush, in the scrub. So he was busy looking for the best sticks to build his beautiful flash crow's nest. And there was Mother Kangaroo, Mother Yonga. She was kind. She was willing to hear him and she took him to food and water. So she had the best kind art and she had patience and she had compassion. So because of that, the dreaming spirit who was in of old grandfather Emu, he granted her one wish because of her kindness. And that wish she wished for, not just for herself, but all her marsupial sisters, that they could all have a pouch, that they could carry their babies with them wherever they went, and that their babies would be safe from the wedge-tailed eagles and the dingoes. So that's why today, because of the generosity of Mother Kangaroo or Yonga, all the marsupials in Australia have pouches except one. And that was Mother Numbat, because she refused to help old grandfather Emu. So today she carries her babies on her back because she wasn't kind. She didn't have a good heart. She showed no compassion to old grandfather Emu. So she missed out. Yet all the other marsupials in Australia have pouches because of Mother Kangaroo or Mother Yonga. We're introducing our native languages back into these books. We're doing a 5-series books of dreaming stories, and we're reawakening Aboriginal languages, which many have been sleeping for a long, long time. And growing up, I wasn't allowed to speak my native tongue because I'm stolen generation and we weren't allowed to speak it. We were told it was rubbish. And if we did speak it, we had our mouth scrubbed with soap and a brush. But I want to reintroduce it back to our kids to give them hope that you know, everything about them, they matter, our Aboriginal kids, our First Nation kids, and to instill in them that we are important, they are important, they are our future. So it's about strengthening Indigenous kids and all kids to reconnect to elders and to listen to elders and to show them respect and honour them because the elders are the carriers of knowledge, of wisdom and of our history. So it's a wonderful book. It's full of joy, full of beautiful paintings, which I've done. And it came about in the last year, my friend Jackie here. She rang me up and said, you know, in the middle of COVID, because being Aboriginal, I'm high risk with all our health issues. And she said, are you ready to do another book? And so we decided to do the dreaming stories.
You wrote this book during the pandemic. What were the impediments, the obstacles that you had collaborating and bringing this book about?
Oh, well, it was pretty easy, really, because I always comes to Jackie's place or I talked to her on the phone. We sorted that issue out pretty easy.
We were lucky in Brisbane. We didn't have a long lockdown.
Yeah.
So when we wrote it, we were able to come together to write it. And then we would decide which paintings Auntie needed to paint, describing which scene and characters, all the bush animals, and then she'd go home and she'd paint those at home by herself. So
80% of Australians feel that they know little or nothing about Aboriginal culture. So this book is not only for Aboriginal children, but it's also intended to speak to other communities and other language groups?
Yes. If you're a human being, this is for you. It's for everybody, from the little ones, the teenagers, the young people, the young adults, and the elderly. The message is a universal message, and it's universal to all cultures, to show our elderly respect, to show kindness, and to be the best person you can in your life, and to help people in need. And we need to open our ears, open our eyes, and open your hearts and your mind to all people in need, and not to turn your back on them. And I think that's a wonderful quality to have, eh, Jackie?
Yes, and I think another message is that I'm non-Indigenous, and I hope this book is one tool in all of us taking a step towards each other as one community in this country, whether you're black or white, that we are equals and that we can walk hand in hand, that we should listen to each other and respect each other as equals. I guess that's another message of the story in the way that we created it, that it's accessible to anyone. While it has a very strong message about Aboriginal culture and it has Noongar words from the Aboriginal language of Western Australia, it's actually written so that it is able to be read and understood by people of any cultural background, including white Australians, because we want this to be embraced by primary schools, this book. The Aboriginal children in the class or the children of colour in the class can feel proud to be First Nations children and that this is a story for them and that the other children can celebrate that with them and come together.
And the book comes with a song as well.
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter and Jackie sings too and plays the guitar. So I said to her, we need to have a song in every book. So the song is called, Jackie?
Take the Time to Help. And Auntie Rhonda has narrated the read-along audio book to accompany Grandfather Emu, and that's available exclusively through us at spiritofthedreaming.com. And you'll hear the song on the audio book so you can join in and sing. But the book has the notated song in the end of the book too, so you can play it at home. Yeah,
if you know how to play the guitar, no, that's very good. Actually, good. I can see in a family setting or even in a good class environment, if the teacher or one of the students can play the guitar, then they can really sing along.
Yes. Yeah, it's really cute. And the other fun part of the book is Auntie Rhonda has drawn a didgeridoo in the corner of the page. And when you see and hear the didgeridoo play, it's time to turn the page. So you can read along as you listen to the book and listen to Auntie Rhonda say the words in Noongar language and pronounce them correctly in Noongar, and you can read. It helps you read, but you also learn how to say the words in the Noongar language. And then when you see and hear the didgeridoo, you can turn the page.
It's been so fun doing this book with Jackie, and we're working together in the true spirit of reconciliation, black and white coming together, respecting each other, hearing each other's voice. And now she's my family now, and I'm her family.
You know, for our French-speaking listeners, there's something you mentioned at the beginning of the conversation, which many people don't know. It's talking about sleeping languages, because many people think languages are extinct, but you say they are sleeping, not extinct.
Yeah, they are sleeping. They are waiting for us to come and breathe life back into them. And there has been many dictionaries that have been written, and we thank the people who've done that in the past, because they wanted to make us white, the whiter policies of Australia. They tried to breed us out and to stamp out anything Aboriginal. And, you know, we're still not recognised in the Constitution right now as First Nations people, Aboriginal people. So we have a long way to go, but this is our way of holding on to what's important to us, our identity, our language. The land is sacred. She's our mother. Reawakening the languages. This book is a sleeping language, my father's language. I never got to meet my father. He was a black death in custody, but this is his language and I need to reawaken it. And I have a dictionary. That's a start, because there are no speakers left, but a lot of languages, we say they're cousin languages. And that means, like here in Queensland, for foot, they say jinnung. In WA, where I'm from, we say jinnah. See, it's similar. So we say they're cousin languages. And for ears here, they say binna. I mean binnung. Back home, we say binna. So it's similar. Many words are similar. So that's why we call them cousin languages. So it's going to be a challenge, but we're up for it, eh, Jackie?
Yeah.
So the next book's going to be about not to be a bully, to accept people. Even though people look different to you, we're all human beings. We all cry. We all feel pain. We all feel happiness. We can all sing. We can all whistle.
And when can we expect to see the next one out?
Well, it's in process now. So I've got to do 30 drawings for this one now. Each book having about 30 paintings.
Now, before I let you go, just a final word, a message to our listeners and a takeaway message for our listeners.
Well, I'd like to welcome all your listeners to our sacred land. You're a part of our dreaming now because you're walking on our lands. So I accept you and we welcome you to the sacred land wherever you are, and honour the First Nations people. Say hello to us when you see us in the street. Don't walk past us. Don't be scared of us, because we have a heart too and we feel it like you do. So I honour you all for coming to our lands and walk with love and respect and wisdom on the sacred land. And fill your heart with kindness towards everybody, all living life. And I wish you well in your life, in your health. So go well and go strong. And I say Burujong, which means goodbye, go well and go strong, with kindness and respect.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/sbsfrench.